The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and here we are again on a Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. talking all things real estate, mortgage, and related items.
That's right. You know what's related on this Saturday? The third day of shrimping on Hood Canal. And it's
okay.
A special day for me. There's only 4 days a year where you can go out and catch the giant jumbo prawns on Hood Canal.
I've done that with you before.
You have.
It's been a lot of fun.
Big
haul.
Take
that's me again
right.
This year?
It's been a good year so far.
Wait, what day is it on?
Today. Yeah, Saturday. So this is the third day. So then the next and
so that means I don't get to go.
Huh?
I don't get to go.
You can. There's still one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
It's going to be on Wednesday. The next one is going to be on Wednesday, the 23rd of May. And that'll be the
I'll
final
miss that
day.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, you have a pretty heavy travel schedule.
Maui. Yeah, I'll be in Maui.
It's a special.
I'll be having a different kind of prawn, probably.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's going to be
as good
my
as
guess.
Our Hood Canal prawns, probably. But there you go.
Maybe so.
Yeah, there you go.
And maybe
anyhow,
some tasty pork.
So lots going on in the Pacific Northwest on these days where they're starting to get longer and the sun's staying out. Thank
I know.
Heavens.
We've been having some amazing weather. And in fact, actually, I was just going to mention that last weekend, another local kind of lifestyle thing for the Northwest. We had opening day of boating season.
I
don't know why they call it even just opening day, because it's like a 4 day like hangout fest over at Seattle Yacht Club. So I got a chance to go hang out with a bunch of people from my peeps in the Rainier Yacht Club and
excellent.
See all of our friends from the Grand 14. And, you know, just it was just an amazing time. And then watch, of course, the UW racers, you know, get out there with rowing and the parade and just such a phenomenal time.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yep. Summer in the Northwest.
A chance to go do it, you got to go try it out. Obviously, now you got to wait a year.
Right.
But
that's all right.
But boating season has just begun.
It's just hitting.
So
it's
I highly recommend getting out there and checking it out.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. So we got lots going on.
Yeah.
I know we need to do a market rate update.
Sure.
But I'm really also excited to get to our guest today.
Yeah, I'm really happy too.
Yeah. So do you want to dive right into your market rate update so we can just slide that on out of here?
I would be more than happy to. So we always like to give you an update of what's going on in the mortgage markets and the financial markets. And mortgage interest rates are, I've said this before, they're driven by the bond market. And the bond market is driven by fear. That's right. Fear
I love
of inflation.
That David has that there.
That's right. So when things are good for people and good for human beings and the economy, jobs being created and all of that, that's going to cause interest rates to rise. It tends to track also with the stock market. And when things are bad or if something scary happens, other parts of the world, we'll see interest rates fall. And right now, all year long, since the tax plan was passed, we've seen interest rates on an upward trajectory. The last couple of weeks have started to stabilize just a little bit, but we've still got a very close eye on things. So right now, what's going on? Oil. Anybody kind of looked at the gas pumps recently?
Oh, my gosh. It's definitely gone up. I was starting to notice
That's right.
How much more it was costing me to fill my tank.
Yeah. It's starting to, you know, max out the credit card limit every now and then, you know, if you're filling up a big rig or a boat, heaven forbid. But we're up over $70 a barrel for oil right now. And, you know, so that's, you know, something that's causing a little bit of concern. Unemployment levels are way down. As a matter of fact, our unemployment claims right now, the four-week moving average is the lowest it's been since 1974.
Really?
Since January 1974. And as a matter of fact, right now, there are over 6.1 million job openings in the U.S.
Wow.
So when we see that and we have a lot of job openings, it puts pressure on wages. Employers have to pay higher wages to attract workers. and that in itself is inflationary. So these are all the things that, again, they're, you know, well, except for the oil price, they're good for people, and which, however, that does cause interest rates to rise.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking at now. Coming up here, and you know, lots of economic statistics coming out all week long and every week. The next big Federal Reserve meeting is going to be in June, and there is at this point about a 95% probability that they will increase interest rates a quarter of a percent.
Okay.
When the Fed increases rates, it's a short-term rate. It's an overnight rate. It's called the Fed funds rate.
Mm-hmm.
And it sometimes will actually cause mortgage rates to fall just a little bit, or at least stay stable, because it's essentially the equivalent of pumping the brakes.
Right.
You know, by increasing rates a little bit short-term, it will affect your credit cards, your home equity line of credit, your business loans, things that are tied to
right.
prime rate. In the long run, it tends to slow the risk of inflation. That will cause longer term mortgage rates to hopefully stay fairly stable. So here's where we're at right now, kind of a rundown of rates. The national average for conventional 30-year fixed rate mortgages hovering right around 4.61%. That's just about dead on with where we were, a week or
just
so
about.
Ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
15-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.99%, just under the 4% range.
Okay.
VA and FHA loans hovering around 4.44%. Still one of the best deals out there, really, especially if you're a veteran. And in fact, I'm working with a customer now who is the surviving spouse of a veteran.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who did not know that she was eligible for VA benefits. And we're
really
going to be able to help her out.
That is fantastic.
She needs it. She needs it. You know,
so she
really
came
bad.
In looking for something else, and you were able to
kind of
turn
a desperate call.
That.
She had a friend say, "You need to call Eric, and you know, maybe he can figure something out." Because a lot of folks told her no, but they never really dug into her background.
Okay.
And she was talking about her husband that recently died, and I just said, "Is he a veteran?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah, he was."
It's amazing what just having good communication with the people you're working with can do.
Oh, I'm just happy
makes,
that
makes
I'm
all the difference in the
really
world
happy
about
that
how
we
things
can,
turn out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just happy we can help.
I just had a lot of conversation earlier today. In fact, I'm going to bring it up here in a minute once you're done with the rates.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, so anyway, and jumbo 30-year fixed rates hovering around 4.67%. So everything's sort of mid to upper 4% range right now.
Yeah.
And again, these rates are national averages. Your individual rates will vary depending on your loan amount, your credit score, type of property, type of transaction we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so be sure and check with your professional. And if you want a personalized quote, you can always reach out to me as well.
Yeah.
Just
where can they reach you?
You can reach me at eric@ericismybanker.com. That's just E-R-I-C. Or you can catch me on Twitter at @ericismybanker.
Okay. So I mentioned communication and how discovery really makes such a difference.
Yes.
So I was having a conversation with what is now a mutual client between us. I just introduced you yesterday to these new customers.
Delightful, by the way.
Yeah. And they were referred by, well, so this is the thing is like, we're talking about, you know, shortage of construction and what's going on and employment being so strong. And I'm sitting here talking to this couple that happened to be from Puerto Rico, and they were referred by another couple that we worked with that came from Puerto Rico that work at Boeing. And they were discussing with me about how they have a family member who's probably going to be giving some gift funds for their lending, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started having this discussion about how different it is here. Like, they're trying to get across to their family members because they're like, why is it so expensive?
Yes.
Why are you spending this much money on a house like this?
Mm-hmm.
That house a couple of years ago only sold for this much. Why do you, you know, it's like, basically they were looking originally at a house that was flipped.
Right.
So, you know, someone bought it for like $274 like a year ago. It's now selling, well, we found out because there's multiple offers on it, it's going to sell for like $530.
Wow.
Right?
Yep.
And their family is just in sticker shock, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They're like,
of
what
course.
In the world? Like, how, who can pay that? So they're trying to, you know, come into these conversations. And what was funny was they were using another firm, we'll just say, that's out there that starts with R. I won't say names.
Maybe like a color, like some sort of a color that starts with an R.
We won't go there.
Okay.
But let's just say the experience they had, because they went and saw a couple of houses with some of their staff, and the conversation that we had in an hour and a half today, they said was night and day. Yeah, like we were talking about pitfalls of the process, giving them explanation about why the prices are the way they are, letting them know about videos that we have on our YouTube channel where we talk about the Seattle marketplace from like the 1980s to today to give people context about what's going on. You know, talking about cost of construction up here, which is what's great because our guest today is actually in the construction field,
right?
So we'll be able to talk about that. And you brought some information about labor shortages. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about how all of that rolls up into this one big thing of like, what are you going to pay for a house? And interest rates are, you know, like they feel like, oh my gosh, we've just like, you know, missed out. That's, and I was like, well, you haven't fully missed out. Like you're still in a good place and we have like strong employment still. So we just need to, you know, inform your family so that they can get comfortable. And our whole job is about educating you and making sure you understand the value that we bring to this is knowing all of this background and sharing it with you. And they were extremely thankful about that because they had not been experiencing that so far and didn't know how else to address that with the people in their family.
Well, and especially if you're living or coming from an area that does not have the market that we have, you know, here on the West Coast. I mean, it's the same all the way up and down the coast pretty much. You know, it seems sort of surreal.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can that possibly be? And we look at the market that we've got. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can see that. Well, good. I'm glad that, we're able to kind of do that education, keep everybody.
Yes. And they haven't even been to one of our classes.
There you go. I know.
But we have classes coming up, as you know.
We sure do.
So if people want to get information about our classes, we have multiple first-time homebuyer classes coming up. So if people want information on that, they can always email us at info@teamreba.com, or you can go to our Facebook page where we have the classes posted with opportunities for people to just sign up as they see what they like. Or if you're somebody who's on Meetup, you can also go to Team Reba's Meetup page, and you can find all of our classes posted there as well.
Excellent. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, so and you and I have our next classes coming up on June
16th, I believe.
23rd.
No, 23rd. You're right.
June 23rd.
That's right. We moved it because I have a show with my new band on
there
the 15th.
Go.
So that's
there you
right.
go. Yeah, you're not. We're not going to sing the class. Won't be karaoke.
It will not be karaoke
education.
Real estate.
June 23rd in West Seattle at the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center. Mm-hmm. This is the official first-time homebuyer class. This is the one that you have to take to be able to take advantage of low down payment or zero down payment loan programs.
Mm-hmm. And reduced cost PMI.
Reduced cost, all of that. It's a free class. We feed you well. And it's going to be, again, on Saturday, June 23rd, the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center. Yeah, from 10 o'clock a.m. to 3. If you're interested in that class, it fills up fast. Be sure and catch us at info@teamreba.com.
And we'll get your confirmation.
That's right. When we come back, we're talking with Kyle Kiever of Synapse Construction, going to teach us all about current building trends in his
Sightings
realm of the world.
Women.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.